Okay, now what's the idea, Jim?
What I want to do is bend that tubing, and you put your foot on the heater.
Yeah.
Right over here.
Yeah.
Up against it.
Yeah. And you think that tubing will bend a little?
Yeah, it'll bend some more.
And you just put your foot up against it.
Yeah. Push it over, that's right.
That's all, you're just pushing it.
Yeah.
Well, hell, it's right there, eh?
That should be it.
That should be
about over there.
Yeah, I was going to see you tonight. I saw you got here and I didn't know.
Let's see, I can push that piece of pipe back this way from my junk.
Yeah.
Let's get your swell for it.
Trouble with them.
Yes, sir, I know it. He's doing it. He thinks he's slick. He ain't half as slick as he's left here.
Well, how could he miss?
He's stealing for the Florida Power.
Well, he's on the side of the company.
Yeah, sure, yeah. He's got a job, see?
Yours ever night, ever once a week. Yeah. So, well, let me tell you, if they know you do it, they won't mess with you.
You ain't gonna get there. But you ain't got to know that. In other words, when you read your meter every Friday night, and then, now that there's pretty well straight. Ooh, that's pretty well straight with the blue.
Yeah.
In other words, if you read your meter, and say, for instance, that when you get your bill, That meter reading's on now.
Yeah.
Do you know about what time it is he comes here and reads it?
Yeah, I always see him.
Always see him.
Mm-hmm.
The very minute he reads, the very minute he leaves, you go out there and leave. Take it down.
Yeah.
All right? You can hit him right there.
Yeah.
Because he didn't read that meter right. He thinks everybody's dumb.
Yeah.
He knows it all.
Yeah.
But he don't know it all. We caught him. We caught ours. $18 and something.
That much?
Yes, sir. $18 and 40 cents, I think it was. And we sent to St. Petersburg. Sent the, we don't put this line.
Just anyway, right here. Hmm? Right here. Right here.
This is what I have. We sent the bill now in St. Petersburg and all the reasons for the month. And, boy, they got hot. Got hot for him.
Oh, they did?
Yes, sir. They got hot for him.
Yeah.
And they found out that he was getting the fever.
Yeah.
I think it ain't dope. I see another phone in there.
And they checked up on him.
Yes, they checked up on him.
After you report him, then they checked up on him some more.
Yes.
You don't drink coffee, sir, do you?
No, sir, I don't drink coffee.
I don't drink much, sir.
I don't, listen, I see that everything is plugged in. Everything is plugged in, I believe it. That's it. You know, I got thinking about it. That down yonder in that trailer. You'd come out in the long run, you'd put a gas heater down there.
You know how much gas? You know how much this gas costs?
No, how much?
$15.
$15 a fill?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see. Let me pump this heater out.
Here.
It costs $15 a fill, but,
just throw it on the floor, it won't.
No, But you take a tank of gas, now they ain't got to burn that thing all night.
No.
The only time they got to burn it is,
I don't give a damn how much they burn it, because they gonna pay for it.
Yeah. The thing about it is, a gas stove, a gas heater, now you wouldn't want one that size. You'd want a small one.
Small
one. But I got one that I had in the bathroom. It's about that. It's about that long. About that high.
Mm-hmm.
About that wide. And I'd say that gas stove wouldn't burn. A tank full should last about 3 months.
Yeah. And now, will it circulate the heat? What do you do? Put a fan in there somewhere?
You ain't got to put no fan with no gas here. It's going to circulate that heat anyhow.
It is.
Yes. I don't believe that kind of care for y'all. It's dead hot in there now.
Oh, we're going to try it.
I'm going to light it up.
Well, let me tell you, since I've got these fans, did you notice that fan that I had in here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that Japanese fan? Is that making a noise?
I mean, that square-looking one?
Yeah.
I hadn't paid no attention to it.
It's that Japanese fan, and it don't make any noise. And you can wash it.
Mm-hmm.
You can take the...
I might want to borrow your light, but no, that's all right. It lit. You hit light up?
Yeah, I heard it. lighter,
do I? Okay.
I was going to just make a small amount of coffee. I don't drink much coffee.
I don't, I might drink a cup every other morning. That'd be about all.
Oh, is that all?
It makes me kind of nervous, like. I sure would like to know what's wrong with me. I know that much. That lighter went off. Whenever you hit crack like that,
yeah,
that's a lot of going off.
Oh. It done its job, now it's going off. There she goes.
Yeah, he's coming. Coming on up.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. Hell, you don't care how size hole you got out there as long as you got a draft.
As long as you got a good draft, it don't make no difference.
Yeah.
And the hotter that pipe out there gets, the more draft you got.
Yeah. Well, now, if you was doing that, yeah, if you were putting a little vent out there, you wouldn't even use a 6-inch pipe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that stove calls for 6 inches. You can't put 4 inches in there. You can't cut it down.
Well, when you get outside, you still got to keep it 6 inches?
It's supposed to be 6 inches.
If you
that's
make
4 in there, 4, 5, 6, 2 inches won't hurt nothing.
If you make one of them little vents out there yourself, you still keep it 6 inches?
You mean the pipe out there is 6 inches?
Yeah, I mean, like you make it. Supposing you make the
fluid goes up.
Yeah.
It'd be 6 inches all the way out the top.
Same thing as this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if this 4 inches, you make that 4 inches.
That's right.
Well, now, is that any great trouble to make one of them fluids?
You mean put up something like this out there now?
No. The kind you always made.
I always make a solid galvanized pipe.
Yeah.
Run that upside the house.
Yeah.
Run out.
Yeah.
No, it ain't expensive. In other words, if I run the flue outside,
sure,
I would put a get that 8-foot galvanized pipe.
Oh, is it such?
It's 8 feet long. Costs $5.50.
8 foot?
8 feet long.
Joint.
In other words, you just take. In other words, you wouldn't have to use, but I, the thing about it is, I wouldn't have that heater there. I'd move that heater over there.
Oh, you would?
I put it. Well, the thing about it, you can't put it over there on account of them light wires out there.
Yeah.
Now, I'd get away from them windows. In other words, if you. In other words, instead of having all that pipe in him, I'd have put a hole right through him, right in there. Put a 6-inch hole.
Yeah, right down there.
Right on through the other, right on up, just like that.
On the outside?
Yeah. But you can't go through him.
And you wouldn't have all this stuff to look at.
No, you wouldn't be looking at none of it.
You wouldn't even see it.
Only thing you'd see is a draft regulator and a short piece of pipe going in the flue.
Yeah.
You can put it back that way, fuck.
Well, I'm done.
In other words, but the thing about it is, you got to figure on where you're going to have it at. That would be a good place right there.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, them light wires, you can't mess around that light wire. You can get electrocuted.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, if that window wasn't there, or those windows wasn't there, it'd been the very thing. Just went right straight out. Right straight up.
Yeah. Well, of course you can close the windows up, but in the winter, summertime, you want them.
You want them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm. In other words, these houses, they ain't got no heaters in them. And they want the heat on the back side of the house. I tell them, I said the best thing to do is just knock a hole in that concrete block, 6 inches, or maybe 6 inches is enough, because you don't need no thermal in there. Just knock the hole 6 inches around. The fact done is I got one of them tubes that you put on an electric drill, and you mark your hole where you wanted that, and just stand up there and roar like that, and the first thing you know, you it holes all the way through the walls.
Concrete
box?
Hmm?
Concrete box? Yeah, a steel band about that big around. It's about that long. And it's got a thing on the end out there you hook the electric drill to it.
I ought to go over to your house sometime and you work a little bit. I don't know about them tools.
I put them things up a long time ago. Put them up and, I ain't seen that thing and I don't know when.
Yeah. But it won't cut that that clay pipe out there, that big clay.
It won't cut that stuff. Ain't much of nothing to cut that.
All you can do is bust it.
Bust it open.
Yeah. Well, by George, I'm proud of that. You got it, didn't have to monkey with it.
No, I looked in that hole up there, and that thing, where that hole is that thick. If I go mess with it, the whole business line will fall down. And I couldn't mess with nothing that thick.
That's too
that thick.
Thick,
bottom and top.
You mean it's an inch thick?
Yeah, inch. It's that thick.
2 inches?
3 inches. All the way in there.
It is.
That's right, it sure is.
Golly.
What in the world they want to put that certain piece up there for, I don't know. Why they put 8 inches like that pipe is out there? And maybe the same thing, they didn't have nothing. Didn't have nothing but that. I'd put an 8-inch quicker than I'd put a 4.
Oh.
Because you can always take a piece of pipe.
Oh, I see.
You can always take a piece of tin and make a what's called a bushing. That's the easiest thing in the world, make a bushing. I used to have a pipe, galvanized pipe, from 8 down to 6. From 7 down to 6. Like that.
Oh, really?
That's what's called a reducer.
Oh. Oh, for galvanized pipe?
Any kind of pipe. Galvanized or steel, any kind.
Well, you could still get it if you wanted.
I doubt it. You can't even hardly buy steel pipe no more.
That just accidental?
It's accidental if you got that galvanized.
Yeah.
You take that fellow Robertson at Avenue Grocery up in Gamble. I used to buy all my galvanized pipe from him.
Oh, really?
I could get it for 40 cents a joint.
Yeah.
But he don't have it no more. He used to have galvanized elbows. He ain't got none. It just happened so that Farmer had them down there.
Well, he had must have had a new shipment. He had a big box of them.
Yeah, a carton.
Yeah, a carton. And they come all of them right in a nest, you see. And they ain't much bigger. The whole roll there not much bigger than one pipe.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I bought them, 100 at a time.
Yeah, you
100 joints.
You was in the business, wasn't you?
Yeah, I was in the business. They like black steel pipe. I bought it 100 at a time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 100 in there. It didn't have no 10 or 15 or 20.
Yeah. Well,
but he said if you wasn't going to use that heater out there, he'd like to talk to you about it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you the trouble with it, it don't utilize the fuel.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, there's that heat ring that sits on the top of the bowl, But that little heat ring that sits
down in it
is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would that make a big difference?
Yes, sir. It would.
Well, I can buy one.
Where can you buy that?
Yes.
$200?
That's right. It's a Kenmore stove.
How much do you think it is?
How much it costs?
Yeah.
$1.45.
You won't buy it now for $1.45.
I just priced it.
Hmm?
I just priced it.
How long would it last you? 30 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know.
30 minutes. You ain't made out of nothing.
Well, let me tell you, I ordered one, but they sent me the wrong one. You need a little light? In the dark. Lay down, you got to lay down and do it, ain't it? Well, I must say, that coffee sort of tasted good for a change. I hadn't had lunch.
You hadn't had no lunch?
No, I forgot to eat a little lunch.
Done.
See, that's the wrong one. They gave me the top one.
Yes, that's the wrong one.
But it's
steel. Well, that's cast iron.
That's cast iron.
But the bottom one is not cast iron.
It's not.
The bottom one is steel.
Oh.
Plain steel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you don't think they'll give you steel for $1.40?
No, they still won't. In other words, you're $9.40 now. What you should do now is send that back to them.
Yeah.
Okay, up the Central Buck store.
Yeah.
And see if they got that ring. Tell them you're on swap with them.
They have.
Don't mention no price.
They got an order in.
Don't mention no price at all.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Don't mention no price. But tell them you swap with them. I bought $80-something worth of parts from him before I quit cleaning and messing with heaters.
Yeah.
Them baffle rings that goes in them three-way heaters, which Kenmore's the same thing. And there's two pieces of them, and they're about that high, both of them. One about that high, it goes on one side, and another on the other. How much you think them things were?
I don't know enough about it to know what you're talking about, yeah.
That's what they call the bottom baffle ring. They were $23 and something a piece. That's one piece of it on one side. That's how prices on stuff has went up.
Now, that's been some time.
That's been 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Now what is it now? Ain't no telling.
No telling, is it?
In other words, if you come out long, just buy a new heater.
Yeah.
But whenever you go and buy a new Kenmore heater, you ain't got nothing. You either one pick it up and walk out the door with it.
Yeah.
You ain't pick it up and walk out the door with that.
You know old lady Guthrie over here?
Yeah.
She bought one from Sears.
And I'll tell you something else she bought, too. She didn't have it no time before they come got it. She went and bought one of these here new, what kind? His boys that used to live here had one.
Cold spot?
No, It was, wasn't no magic chest neither. It was something else. It was, I tell you, I quit messing heaters until I done forgot what kind of heater it was. It's made out of cast iron. It was heavy. Now, you talking about something heavy? That thing was heavy.
Yeah.
And that's the next one they got. And I went out there to him, well, before I quit cleaning heaters. And I went out there and they wanted it cleaned. They wanted to find out what's wrong with it. And the time I opened the door, I told him, I said, best thing he'd do is head this thing out in the woods and dump it somewhere. It's burned up.
Oh, it is?
It was, it wasn't a Norge. That case in the kitchen, it got them right now. It's, I just can't think of what it is.
Yeah.
But
well,
they ain't worth 2 cents.
Yeah.
Miss Patterson, that used to live back up, well, let's see.
That's right.
It's over this way.
Yeah.
Miss Patterson had one. And I went there and they had the draft regulator in the wrong place. And I put the draft regulator where it belonged.
You mean Mr. Patterson didn't know about it?
No, they didn't know about it. Ain't nobody in telling nothing. And I put the draft regulator where it belonged. And it had the pipe come out of the heater and went down and went in the bottom of the flue. It's in the fireplace. And the fireplace was high enough and the back of the plate come out of the heater was way down here like this. And I told her, Smith Patterson, I said, there ain't one thing I can do. I can't use that piece of tin they got there. But I said, I can take a piece of tin and make a fireplace cover and put that heater up like it's supposed to be. And put the pipe up the chimney. I put 6-inch galvanized pipe almost out the top.
Out of the chimney?
Out of the chimney, yeah. And last time I heard about it, that heater was still going.
Oh, really?
But the thing about it is, like Gus's or whatever people's name is out there, they didn't have no pipe up the chimney. They had it right into the fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
And they just, when they burn it wide open. And it still didn't put out no heat. It had them old pipes in the back end of it, about that big around, what they call the heating pipes. The heat come out them pipes. It burnt them things slam up. I mean, it fell down the heater. I know what the name of that thing is, but I can't think of it.
Well,
no,
I'll
name.
Ask them sometime. I'm over there.
I know what the name of the thing is, but I can't say it to save my life. But everybody in the whole country got them.
Oh.
And every one of them that got them,
yeah,
turned them back to them.
Well, that's the trouble. You see, once somebody buys it, somebody else is going to get one too.
That's right. Somebody's going to get it.
And if it's a good model, that's fine.
Yeah. But,
Well, you know what?
It don't pay to mess with no pre-wave, a Q-Test, or a Kenmore, or a Norge, or a Perfection, or an Allen. There's a bunch of them. It don't pay to mess with them because they're outlawed. In other words, the best heater was made was that thing right there. In other words, a Duotherm, or a Quaker, or there's another one that I can't think of what it is right now, but I know the Duotherm and the Quaker is two of the best heaters there was made. I got a 30-gallon hot water heater, kerosene. It's been sitting in the corner of my bathroom 18 years. I ain't even rod the thing out. Ain't done nothing to it. And it burnt. I got 58 gallons of kerosene the other day, and I had got 2 tanks filled up sometime in June, and they give out the other day. You take June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. Almost lasted a year on 100 gallons of kerosene. Can you beat that?
No.
No. That's a hard thing to beat, kerosene.
No, that's, I wish I could get that.
Right here, right there, we never did buy over 100 gallons at a time during winter, and we never did fill them tanks over two times during the winter and summer.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I say 200 gallons of kerosene, which the kerosene hot water heater burnt more in the wintertime than it did in the summertime.
I tell you what I did last year. I did it for two reasons. I put in an extra tank out there.
Mm-hmm.
One reason I did it, I wanted to, see, this is the main part of the house where we're in here morning or else,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to see how much we burn. And over there, it just depends on whether or not we had a visitor or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to have a little extra on that fuel shortage. So
yeah, when the fuel shortage come around, well, you're safe. You had some.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that way. And it saved the man hauling stuff, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So there was several benefits to it. Well, last winter, you see, I couldn't judge. Because it's such a light winter,
mm-hmm.
mild winter.
Well, that's going to be a mild one this time, too.
Well, I hope so.
A lot of people say it ain't, but I know it is. It ain't going to be what you call a cold winter.
But
you
are.
What I say that is, I eat some oranges from Stark the other day.
Yeah.
They had a thin peeling on them.
Yeah.
And I eat some from somewhere else, and they had a thin peeling on them. And I eat some apples that come from Virginia, and they had a thin peel. They were tender.
Yeah.
But a lot of people tell you that it ain't gonna be no what's called no hard freeze this year.
Yeah.
But it's something about equator. There's something about that might be there's a half an inch off yet. There's something wrong with that equator.
Well, I tell you what, it sure would be nice if we had another mile one. It'd be,
yes, sir.
I tell you, that's gorgeous. They are. You just can't get over that.
Coming down, man.
I'll have to get you.
Well, he's well in.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Right on my stomach, right
there. Yes. Well, so I only had it on once since you were here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the first thing I know, the damn thing was warming yonder.
Yeah.
Well, that other little heater never put a heat in there.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I could get it in there was turn that fan on.
Well, you take that fan right there, that automatic fan over there, it's putting out heat up there and down there on the floor.
Yeah.
You can put your heat right down there on that floor.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of people want it on the floor.
Yeah.
But you take underneath that heater, you can't get to that pot. Ain't no way in the world for you to get to it with your hand. But if you could, you take your hand and put it right on the bottom of that pot, and it never burn you. It gets as cold as in the refrigerator you ever seen. I wouldn't be much surprised if they ain't got ice on it right now. Because, see, in other words, you don't burn that kerosene. When that kerosene gets hot, it makes a gas. You burn that gas. You ain't burn that kerosene.
Oh.
A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, that's what the difference is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's another reason that you can't be turning that attic fan on when that heater's going. Because it might suck it out.
Of course it might. because it gets that gas.
Well, it'll suck the fire out from down underneath your body. See that pot is about that big around, and it's got 11 dozen holes in it. Little bitty holes all the way around the pot where it gets the air from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that pot is in a cage. It's like a monkey in the cage. That pot's in a cage.
Yeah.
And that is a hole about that wide all the way around the sides of that pot. They keep anything from getting in there. Ain't no way in the world anything can get in there. That's where it gets its air from.
Oh, I see.
It sucks all the air from out him and puts it in the heater, and the heater puts it out.
All right.
It sucks all the cold air from out him and puts it in the heater, and the heater puts it out.
I see. Yeah.
Our gas stove, your fire's right out there in the open.
Yeah.
And it's different. You burning that gas. You ain't burning no kerosene or nothing like that.
You're not burning any fumes.
Mm-hmm. You ain't burning no fumes.
Yeah.
And what fumes that heater gets goes out that flue. Now, what I've tried to figure out one time is how I could go outside and get them fumes, not the fumes, but the heat waves that go off from up yonder. If I could figure out some kind of way to get a hold of them, bring them back and put them in the house. Without, of course, you'd have to filter it, and then you'd have to get rid of the fume that's in it. Now, say, for instance, you had a automatic fan up there that was sucking that and putting it back in the house, you'd have to have a container for it to go in, then you'd have to have another flue for it to go out.
Yeah.
In other words, it costs too much to try to experiment on it. I tried it one time. It didn't...
Oh, you did?
Man, those fumes would put your eyes out.
Well, they
just couldn't get enough there to figure out how to do it. And I know plenty of people that try it. They ain't got nowhere with it.
You mean people like you?
People around about. I know 2-3 people that tried it. They couldn't do nothing with it.
Well, you can see the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Heat coming off. Let me tell you, Dion, this other old thing here, you go out there and you see the smoke coming out.
Mm-hmm. Boiling up.
Yeah. Well, now that's wrong, wasn't it?
Sure, that's
you
wrong.
You weren't able to, you're not supposed to see anything.
You ain't supposed to see nothing. We'll go out there and see if this is putting out there.
All right.
Come on. $100. I said, should be. I said, ought to be about $90 or $100. I said, there's a 200-watt bulb up there that burns day in and day out. Oh, you're wrong. I said, no, I'm not wrong. And I said, it's right there where you read the meter at. I said, what's the matter? You can't open your eyes? And took him up there and showed him. I said, Art, you went behind this fence, didn't you, to read that meter? Yeah. I said, well, that's me and you go around behind the fence. And I said, look at that 200-watt bulb up there burning. It brought open daylight. And I said, his light bill ain't no more than $20. I said, who are you playing with, isn't it? And you take old man Burns, that old one-armed guy that lives down in the Jones house. He's got a 50-watt bulb, or maybe 50 or 75-watt bulb that burns day in and day out. It ain't never off. And you know how much his light bill is? $18 a month. Somebody's messing with electricity.
Oh,
Somebody's working around that meter.
Oh, I see.
And you can do that.
Yeah. No great trouble.
You can take one wire and sharpen it off on the end with rubber on it where it won't shock you. You can shove it in a certain place and won't even go by that meter at all.
Yeah.
But you get caught at that, and that's just the same as 20 years.
Oh, you mean they're stiff?
Hmm?
You mean they made it pretty stiff, Pimpley?
Yes, sir. 20 years. And they don't ask you no questions. You don't ask them no questions. They send you right on up there.
Now, you just showed that fella. Oh, I see. He just walking by and didn't notice it. And it had that 200-watt bulb burning there.
Didn't pay no attention to it.
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. Didn't pay no attention to it.
He didn't care.
No, he didn't care. Just though he got the meter reading, but he wasn't reading the meter right.
Was it going through the meter?
I don't know. I didn't look at that part.
Oh, I see. You know what? If you stay around over here every now and then, I might be able to take care of myself a little better. You know.
Now you may not read it. Just come on and show it out. All right, you look at that file. You watch it. You see it?
Yeah.
Watch it change.
Yeah.
See change?
Yeah.
I cut the grass off.
Yeah.
But what that grass blade is for is to pull the cold air out of the room.
Yeah.
And put it in the heater, and the heater puts it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if that thing there is closed, he sure can't get no cold air. And I see a lot of, like your grass regulator was right here.
Yeah.
Way up here, right over the heater.
Right over the heater.
All right, all of you. This here grass regulator is supposed to be as close to the heater as you can get it.
Yeah.
All right. Yours was up above.
Yeah.
And whenever that heat come up here and went in that bath, right on out the fluid went.
Right on out the fluid.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be darned.
What steady it was. It'll
steady
itself down.
Well, let me tell you, Jay, I don't want to be too that burned flat-headed now. But ain't the fumes going up there?
That's
good
fumes
well,
going out to our counter.
But cold air is coming in here and going down there?
Coming right in there, going right down in the heater. And,
how does cold air go down on one side and the fumes go out the other?
Don't ask me that because I ain't been able to figure it out. That's another thing I ain't been able to figure out. How it does that. But it does it.
Well, that makes me feel better. If you just... yeah, I'm done.
But now, whenever you close up the house, you close that window right there, and you close everything around, you tell the difference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. it didn't take it long for that heat to go in that other room in there. I'll tell you that. And it never went in there with that other stove.
Mm-hmm.
And just think, this stove ain't going to eat, don't use any more kerosene than that other one did.
A bit more.
Well, I'll run it just as long as we're going.
I'm setting the place back in now, waiting on it. Blow it. In other words, one on that carburetor. Not no manic needle. Got in there somehow, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, they don't bother me. You know why?
Why?
Because I like the flowers.
Like the flowers?
Uh-huh.
I don't like the flowers and don't like the stickers either.
Well, sir, you see, they come along this time of year when I don't have any more flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll bank up underneath things, you know, back there where I don't mow, and they'll stay there to frost.
Mm-hmm.
They'll keep blooming.
Yeah.
And I don't go around there walking in them like you do.
I don't even walk in them.
Every now and then
I dodge them. I'll dodge them.
Every now and then I get in them. But I got an old horse brush out there, and I'll just take a hole like that, you know, and just...
Yeah, but I can tell you something better than that.
What's that?
Moss.
This old Spanish moss?
Yeah, you take it and break it by them, every one of them will jump right on it. You take these old, what's called devil shoe things, them old, little old bitty green things that stick to your clothes all over you.
Oh, yeah.
And you can take moss and just run it right by it, and every one of them will stick to it. Jump right on it.
Where'd you learn that?
I've been doing that all my life.
You know, there's, you know, things right around you, a lot more use if a fella just knew it. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what I did. I went over to McNoka last night. It's Halloween. And right there, oh, not too far, this side of the snake pit, there was an owl on something that kind of flew up right there on the side of the road.
An old hoot owl?
It wasn't a hoot owl. It wasn't as big as a hoot owl, but it was a good-sized owl, and I don't know one from the other.
Well, the hoot owl is got a big head and he's long feathers and ain't no meat there. And boy,
yeah.
he can be up in a tree and a hooting, and first thing you know, he'll look down there and see something.
Yeah.
And boy, he'll fly down there and he'll take them old claws and he'll set right down on top of it and
yeah.
Get it.
Yeah.
And I mean, he'll take them old claws and he do like that, whatever the body is, boy, he'll just crump it up.
Is that right?
That's like as strong as any mule you ever seen.
Yeah. Well, would you tell me why they go around hooting all the time? Look like they'd want to be quiet.
Nope. They're mating when they're hooting.
Well, yeah,
I can hear one down yonder and go out there and hoot a couple of times, and he'll be right up in your yard.
Well,
he'll stay up here until, say, for 2-3 days.
Yeah.
Until he finds out ain't no other hoot owl up here.
Well,
and he'll leave.
Well, they do that in the daytime?
Yeah, do it daytime. I'm out just to clean your hair, Peter. And how you spot that? Most at night time when I went out and cleaned it. And I got out in the yard and I heard a hoot owl down in the woods and I hooted him up there. And this hair says, Miss Mountain says, I wish you wouldn't do that. Why? She said, that darn old hoot owl you hooted up there the other night, that fool sets on that light pole every night and hoot, 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 hoot. Joe say he's gonna shoot him. I said, well, just wait about a couple more nights and he'll leave. And he's been back no more. He found out wasn't another hoot owl around there. I
yeah.
Hoot just like him.
Yeah.
Get out there in the yard. I hooted one the other night up to my house.
Yeah.
And the boy said, Daddy, I wish you'd run that rotten old hoot owl away from here. I said, Sean gets scared whenever
yeah.
The old hoot owl comes around.
Yeah.
I said, well, it won't hurt you to get scared.
Well, go kind of like one.
Well, whatever. Now you take one hoot owl and sounds different than the other. The one of them goes, hoo-hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo-hoo, that's an old he. But now an old she gets over there and Yeah.
I've heard him. I've heard him. You hear that old he and all, and the first thing you know, there they are together, and both of them talking at the same time.
Man, I can get out in the woods, and I mean, I can give them a fit.
I want to go out there.
I can do them all kind of ways.
You don't go out in the woods at night. You just...
I can't see at night. My light, my eyes have done got me. I can't see at night.
Well,
I used to travel at night. Last night, we went over to... Williston, to that county fair. They got a county fair over there.
I didn't
and,
know
it. And we went over there last night, and as we was coming from Williston, coming through that by Plennington, first thing I know, I looked to my left by that fence, Noah seen it too. And it was a white thing, and it looked like a deer. He was solid and white. Run out there just about to the road and turn around and run back and jumped over the fence and took off. Now, I still believe that was a white deer. We used to see a white deer over there where that old gambling joint is.
Yeah.
You used to see one over there with them cows.
Yeah.
But I ain't seen him, and I don't know when. But last night, I believe that was him.
Yeah. They won't stay with cows, will they?
Yeah, sure they will. At nighttime, they won't stay in daytime with them. But they'll show wherever them cows bed down at. They'll be right there all night long. They can stay warm.
Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Well, they ought to. I mean, it'd be a good idea.
Now, that's on one. In other words, you can burn that on one. I'm going to give it about 5 more minutes on it, though. So,
See that blue in that fire? Yeah, blue in there. Is that blue in there? Yeah, there's some blue in there. In other words, that white, blue. In other words, it's got exactly blue, and it ain't red. Now that's something you don't want to do. In other words, don't never open that door. Yeah, because it might, that flame might jump out there on you. It might. Yes, sir.
You ain't supposed to open that door whenever that fire's in there. It might jump out there on you.
Well, on that other little thing out there.
I know you would.
I open that all the time.
Mm-hmm. But you ain't supposed to open on none of them. That fire will jump out there on you. At any time.
I never heard of that, did I?
At any time that you say something that you flood it, if you flood it.
Oh, I know better than that, yes. Yeah.
If you flood it, there's a plug back there you can take out and put your a quart can or a little bit more, something bigger than that, say a pan, that's like that pot right there. And just take that plug out and just let it run till it won't run.
Yeah.
And then flip your lever on the carburetor, lift it up, and light the heater up, and just let it burn till it burns out. Burns that excess kerosene out of there, then you got it. Then wait about, say, 20 minutes or more, and get the lever back down, and then turn your heater on, light it up, let it go on about its business. But say, for instance, if you had a heater, say, somewhere else in the house, and it got too much kerosene in it, and you lit it, and it act like it won't catch the house on fire, then you open that door. But don't you open it quick. Just open it up just a little bit and take a handful of salt. Just throw it right in the hole. Put the fire out just like that. That's one way you can put a fire out that don't want to go out.
Now you see that ring there?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, it's about gone now. What is today? Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was Monday a week ago. I had that old thing in here, and I kept expecting you, and you didn't get here. So I got in there, and I thought, well, I might need a little fire every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in there, and there was the bowl was full of
Cash in. Well, I didn't take out any stopcock and drain it. Mm-hmm. I just crumpled up some newspapers.
Lamb amendment?
Yeah.
You don't never do that. You take a whole gamble son, a Sunday's gamble son, and keep your 2-3 around. And just wad them up just as close together as you can get them. Right? Say, just like that spot there, just take it and roll it up. Let it be just as close together as it can. Or water them like that, or roll the toilet paper. And just drop it down in there. Mm-hmm. It'll soak every bit of it up. Then you can take the roll of toilet paper out there and hang it on the line. And dry it, and bring it back and set it up somewhere. It'll run out of it.
Okay.
Take a newspaper, and just stick it right straight down, like that.
Yeah.
Let it go in the pot. And it'll suck every bit of it out of there.
Let me tell you, I learned this. Now, the paper napkins, this is the paper towels. This
mm-hmm.
is not quite thick enough. But one of the most learned people I ever knew, she's a woman, and you talk to her, you'd just be fascinated. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you all get along fine. And she's down here, and she insisted on washing dishes. And whenever she got sued, she'd take these little paper towels,
mm-hmm.
and then she just straighten them out, hang them over the anything there. And in the morning, you see, they're all dry. And,
yeah.
And I thought to myself, well, now that's a sorry way to do it. Look here, this woman, she got plenty of money and everything like that, and she drying these things. Well, you know, I picked it up from her,
mm-hmm.
and I dry them things, and they'll last and last and last.
Yeah, sure. But you take somebody with plenty of money, they're just that tight, see? And they dry them things, keep them spending the money. That's the reason they got what they got.
Yeah. Well, she just didn't want to waste this thing.
No, sir. You ain't gonna waste it.
You waste it. Now, we're yeah. talking about, let me see. Now, what you talking about, what I done was I'd take a double sheet of this stuff and crumple it up and put it in there and soak it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd pull it out and put it in that foot tub.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't do it that way.
I'd take a bunch of them. Take like a Sunday's paper.
Yeah.
And that's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And you get you some wire, and wire it good, get it good and round, and just wire it right around there on the top and the bottom, and just take it and drop it. Just stick it right down in that kerosene.
And it'll soak it up.
It'll soak up every bit of it. I don't care if it's got a gallon in there, it'll soak it up.
In no time.
It won't take no time. It'll be all in that paper. Then you just take it a hold to it, put it out of there, and put it in the pan, get it out in the yard,
and
dry.
And you don't make a mess.
Don't make no mess.
Well, you see, I made a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Because after I got out of the bowl, I thought, well, I'll light it up a little bit. And you know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I had scattered the kerosene all over everything there,
mm-hmm.
you see. And when I lit it, it just whoop, started roaring,
mm-hmm.
you see, and scared me.
Yeah.
So I started chucking some more
mm-hmm.
in there. And
after you lit it, well, you shouldn't have rammed any more in it. With the fire already in it.
I put it out.
You put the fire out.
Yes.
And you could have put something else out. You could have caused it to blow all that pipe down with that air down that hole.
Yeah. I put that out, and then I took some crooked
sacks. If it ever come back, the fire would have ever come right back,
yeah.
and you standing right there in front of it, you might have been looking over in there. right in your face.
Yeah.
Boy, it'll burn you. I ain't.
Well, you never saw it.
That is on number one. Now, give me your light. Where your flashlight?
Right there.
Let me show you something. Look at here. I want you to look where you can see it.
Yeah.
That's a push button type.
Yeah, that's good.
You see that? You see that arrow right there?
Yes, sir.
All right, you see it's right in that hole right there.
Yeah.
That little hole? All right, now that's not directly on one, but that's all right right there.
Yeah.
As long as you've got it, somewhere about that one right
yeah.
there, you
yeah.
got it.
Yeah.
That's as low as you can buy.
That's low as you can buy.
In other words, that hole on it says pilot increase. He ain't got no pilot. That is a low fire.
Well, so you don't go by that.
Well,
you go by that.
In other words, that there is directly on low.
Yeah.
It's not quite. See, that here's a low. Way around here.
Oh, that's way below low.
That's way below the low on this up here.
Yeah.
But you can put it on that one yonder.
I see.
And burn it on that one.
Yeah.
Let me look at something there for a thing about.
God almighty, hell.
Well, I don't want you to come looking at this grass over here. I'm gonna open it back quick. You see any smoke in there?
No, sir.
Ain't a bit there.
Ain't a bit there.
No, sir. Ain't none left.
Well, you see, that's already solved that big problem, and that's already saved me all that kerosene.
Mm-hmm. And you ain't never got to burn it no higher than medium. Now you look at that. See that?
Yeah.
See that automatic fan?
Yeah.
All right. What it done? It pulled all the heat. What heat was on that heater off?
Yeah.
And it shut off.
Yeah.
Then it the heat got back there again. And you take that fire right there, it ain't burning no kerosene. I'd say a quarter of kerosene, a half a gallon of kerosene lasts you all day long.
Boy, that's
half
burning.
Night.
Boy, that's burning.
Yeah, the way that's burning right now. That the fire can't get no cleaner than that. That's clean.
Yeah.
That's right. Mean I had to reset the front end of it. I got out of town. I don't never go by one of them levels. There's a lot of levels ain't right. In other words, I level one by my eye. I know how it's supposed to set.
Yeah.
But you want to leave it on, turn it off.
Turn it off.
And the best motto is to raise that latch on that carburetor.
Yeah.
And then anybody come in here, you know, there's a lot of people, I don't know why it is, but I don't say any of your people would do it, but you don't know. You don't know who it might be. I've seen people come in with the heater, say, oh, that sure is a good looking heater, and this and that and the other. Get back there and turn it down, dial wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And leave it wide open and walk off and leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to light it, it's full of kerosene.
Yeah.
And always, whenever you walk back there to light it,
you look.
Be sure that thing's to the right.
Yeah.
But now, with that latch up, he can turn it wide open all he wants to.
Yeah.
Only thing it'll do is that lighter in there will light it up, and it'll burn what kerosene in there out, and it's out.
Yeah.
But if that latch is up, but if it's down, it'll keep on burning. But if that latches up, it'll burn what kerosene in that pot out, and that's the end of it.
Well, now let me ask you, yeah, because you have a feel for these things, and you take care of them without knowing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you turn that on of a morning, supposing it don't burn all night, would you just take a little gander in there to see if there happened to be an extra amount of kerosene in the bowl?
No, no. In other words, if you got your latch up and your dial's off back there, it shouldn't be anything in it. It can't get in there. But now, say for instance that somebody come here and turned it wide open during that night, with the latch up, it won't be a little bit of kerosene in there. And that little bit of kerosene won't mount to a roll of pins, no more than about 2 tablespoons full.
Yeah.
That won't hurt nothing.
Yeah.
But that self-lighter, if they turn that thing on, you hear that self-lighter. It'll go clang, and then it'll go, after a while, when it gets to burn, it'll go clang again.
Last year, maybe the year before, Sister Guthrie over there, I used to go by there, and they had a few improvements along, and they bought this new stove.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and I said, now, why, Ms. Guthrie, this Townsend's her name now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Ms. Townsend, this looks like a pretty nice heater. I've been needing one. You reckon I ought to get one like this? Well, she didn't let on. But I come to find out they paid $400 or $500 from that, and they bought
it from. I bet you that was that new heater. And when I went out there and told them, I said that thing needs to be hauled out in the woods right now. Before you burn your house down. They paid about $600 for that thing. And it it was cast iron, and it wasn't the kind of a...
It was heavy.
And
brand new.
And the color of that stove right there.
Yeah, little tan.
And it had a big glass, a fast thing, in the front end of it, but it had squares in it like that where you could see the fire in there.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Had a big old electric fast thing on it. You grab with your hand and turn it to open the door.
And it had pipes inside.
Round pipes by that big one.
That did something or other.
Well, they call that the heating unit. If them pipes had done shrunk up, they'd had that thing red hot.
Oh.
Well, in fact, business what they'd do, they would turn it wide open and light it up wide open, and it burned there for 4 or 5 days wide open.
Let me tell you.
And see, whenever you get a pot full of kerosene and you turn that dial wide open, it gets so much kerosene in there until it floods itself.
Yeah.
And it just burns and burns and burns and burns and gets more kerosene in there by degrees, but it won't get in there but just so much.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets in there so much, that automatic carburetor around there will automatically shut it off. You can hear it. That lever will go click.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't light it again if you had to. That's full of kerosene.
Let me tell you. Now, this is a little personal, but I don't mean it that way. You take this fellow over there, Marvin Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's right-handy with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually don't understand them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you see, when you come over here, I don't try to tell you how to operate a stove. Yeah, I don't put on any show that I know more than I do, and I don't know anything much. But he never does that. I don't know that if
he
went over...
He acts like he's lacking just a little bit in the upper story. You know, there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
I got some guys that works for me. And I tell them, I say, now listen, if I was you, I wouldn't work so hard. I said, I ain't rushing you. I ain't no hurry. I said, it takes you all day long to mow this place. I said, that's perfectly all right with me. And just as long as you put in 8 hours.
Yeah.
It ain't exactly 8 hours. It's about 7 hours. Because they give us an hour to go and an hour to come. And generally, you don't never get to where you're going to work at until 9:30.
Yeah.
And then they start to work, and they try to work, do it all at one time, before dinner time, especially. And, there's something about them that they're liking a little bit. That fellow walked up to me today and said, you know, says, I've seen you out on that road now for the past 2 weeks, and I ain't seen you do nothing. I said, I ain't supposed to do nothing. I said, as long as I keep them mowers right there going, and I keep a new blade on them, and I keep them wheels oiled, and of course, I don't do the oiling. I make them do it. I show them how to do it. But one of them there, every time something happens to his mower, he goes to fooling with it. And I told him, I said, listen, fella, I'm going to tell you now, and I'm not going to tell you no more. If anything gets wrong with that mower, you let me know. I'll do the fixing. You leave it alone. And he's kind of, here lately though, he's got to where he don't mess with it no more. And they'll watch me when I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take the breather off. And I'll take the breather out there in the grass, and I'll take it, do it like that about 2-3 times, and just as clean as a whistle.
Of course,
before I put the breather back on there, I'll put the bolt down in the carburetor and tell them to crank it up.
Yeah.
That breather gets full of dirt and everything, and it sucks all gasoline and chokes the thing down. Don't run like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And I do that to it and put the bolt back in there and then tell him to crank it up, and he cranks it up, run it a little bit, shut it off, and put the breather back on.
Well, now this fella over here at this Shell station, now, he's a right smart fellow, a good mechanic. And he gets in a hurry sometimes, and he don't want to take on any more jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I was having trouble with that old Alice Chalmers out there, the firing, the plug or something.
And I wanted him to change the wiring on it, those wires that hit on the plug and go to the tripod. And, you know, is over there, and he looked at it. Well, he says, I can give you some of them little tips to go on there, and you take them home and do it yourself. I said to him, Eddie, you don't know what a mechanic I am. If I had to do that, I'd fix it so nobody else could fix it.
Well, you put one wire where it didn't have no business.
I would do something.
Yeah.
I'd do something wrong.
If you don't know how, and don't know how and what to do, well, you get balled up, and first thing you know, you have a wrong wire in the wrong place.
You get rattled.
Yeah, sure you do.
And he kept telling me that, and he wouldn't do a damn thing about it. And I did it one day, and the whole it quit running. Well,
you see that fire right there? Come on, show you something. It takes all you can do to see it. You see it back there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's in a little old pocket, about that big. It's
yeah.
About that big. It looks like about that.
Yeah.
And it soaked down about like just about that much.
Yeah.
Well, that kerosene, when it runs out of that pipe and runs in this thing, and then it runs out to that self-lighter.
Oh, I see.
After a while, that'll go out.
Yeah.
It's trying to go out now. It may go out, say, may take 10 or 15 minutes.
But then when it comes back in, it'll fill up that little...
Fill up that little trough. And then it'll run right over to that lighter.
Yeah.
And as soon as it runs that lighter, then the lighter turns it on.
Yeah.
Lights it up.
Yeah.
And the fire comes up, and then it, and after it comes up, then it goes back down to low fire, see? Yeah. I say, turn your dial wide open for half a minute, back down to low, and light it.
Yeah.
Leave it on low for 10 or 15 minutes till your burner gets hot. Then you need the heat, turn it up.
Yeah.
And if the low fire is all right, leave it right there.
It takes this a little longer than a light stove to heat up, don't it?
No, sir.
This stove... This.
In other words, that right there, you don't go by that right out here. You go with this up here.
Oh, yeah?
Because your heat comes out up here. And then your fan will suck it off the heater and put it out here.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get going. Wife, I didn't tell her I was coming over here this afternoon. I said I thought maybe I might come over here in the morning.
Well, you're ahead.
I'm ahead of the eight ball.
Except you haven't got anything to eat yet.
I ain't gonna
eat. Well, hell, I know
too much last night.
Over that, what is the fact?
Yeah, man, she filled me up on that darned old cotton candy.
Oh, really?
And the hot dogs and everything. Man, I told her I don't like hot dogs no how, but I eat four for her.
Yeah.
I think she had a good time over there last night.
Yeah, she liked it.
She liked that.
That's a nice outing for her.
Well, let me tell you something what I've done. I know I've done it dirty. But that guy had BB guns.
Yeah.
And it was three shots for a quarter. And you was about as far. I say, he had a telephone. And he had racks up there, and he had cigarettes up there, and he had popcorn up there, and he had a little old thing looked like, I don't know, some kind of little bead thing that you eat. It was about that wide and about that high. He had a $5 bill on there, tied around it. And you'd take that BB gun, and it wasn't BBs, it was a cork. You'd poke that cork in the end of it, and you'd aim just as keen as you could. And instead of hitting that one right there, he'd hit this one over here. You'd shoot at this one and hit this one over here. And so every time he would take and put a cork in mine, well, I would take the cork out and put it in my pocket. And I had, I guess, 8 or 10 corks or more.
Oh, did you?
And I told my wife, I said, let's go out to the truck a minute. I want to go out. I got a buckshot shell. So I just took the shell and cut the shell and got the buckshot out of it and took my knife and drilled a hole in the cork in the back side of it and put that buckshot in there. And then we went back in there. And I said, all right, you pay the man a quarter and you shoot three times and I'll shoot three times. And every time she'd get ready to shoot, the old man wanted to poke a cork in there. I said, no, here's one right here. I just picked it up down here off the ground. And I poked it in there. And we got $20. And that old man and hollered, no time with them buckshots.
Don't tell me.
Boy, you could take that thing and stick it up there like that. And he hit that little thing about so wide, and boy, right on off it go on the ground.
Yeah, and all he
that's
could
what
do
it's supposed to do. But them corks would just turn them over.
Yeah.
Just turn them over on that board. Yeah. We got $20 out in mass.
And all he could do is just pick it up and hand it to you.
Hand it to us.
You did?
Got $20 and hauled in no time.
Oh, man.
Now, that's dirty, but
that's dirty, yeah.
But let me tell you something. As we stood there, I bet you there was 50 people had played that thing, and people looked at me just as funny. Me and my wife both. She was over there in amongst a bunch of niggas,
yeah.
And I was over here in a bunch of niggas. Yeah. And I even had one little nigger boy, and I told him, let me put this cork in yours.
Yeah.
And you shoot at that dollar right there.
Yeah.
He shot that dollar, and that thing went right on off of there. And see that lid in that cork would hold that cork up.
Yeah.
And I tell you another thing, I shot a hole clean through with that cork, a popcorn box, clean through it.
Oh, yeah.
And that old man looked at me just as funny whenever we got the $20 we walked off.
Yeah.
And spent it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that ain't no telling how much money that old man made right there.
Yeah.
And nobody didn't get nothing.
Yeah.
There wasn't nobody getting a thing, and you weren't a bit for him here with that telephone from it.
Yeah.
And you'd take that BB gun and that old cork, and you'd aim just as close as you could.
Yeah.
And give it a fine bead.
Yeah.
And that rotten cork, instead of hitting that and you were shooting that, it hit this one over here.
Yeah.
And the thing would just turn down, see?
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, no way in the world you could win. He knew it. But I put them buckshot in there. It picks him up.
Yeah, I'll trade you for them rollers, casters.
You got them, I don't need them.
How would I put them on? I don't want to put them on the table, but I want to put them on something like that.
Mm-hmm. Only thing I can say you can do is just the way it looks. The way them things is.
Yeah, they got a.
I think they're about that square.
Yeah, they got a big flat circle.
Flat thing up on top.
Yeah.
I think it's got two.
They don't
two
go
holes
up
in
the thing. They are,
no,
they got the flat.
Whatever it is, got to sit on top of it.
Yeah.
And you could say you could take it's got a hole over here and one over here. And there might be a such thing is if you could take a long screw, wood screw, and go to the leg that way and then come over here and go to the leg. Ain't no way in the world for it to come off.
Well, what I thought about doing, I thought I'd get a, you know, the regular caster that's got that stem on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I'll get one of those little 2x2 pieces
mm-hmm.
and stick it up in there. And then I'll just tie it onto the table where I want it, and then you see it wouldn't. Then I could use it anywhere I wanted to at
mm-hmm.
any time. It wouldn't be permanent.
Yeah.
But now, that was with a stem. Now with a flat side, I'd had to figure out something else, wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, you could take a piece of flat iron and put it on the
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
And get somebody to spot it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So them things turn. They got little ball bearings in them that turn all kind of ways, all
yeah.
kind of ways.
Yeah.
Well, I'll bring them over here sometime. You can do whatever you want to with them. I ain't got no use for them.
Okay.
Well, just let it go.
And you're not going to be a heron anymore? Time soon?
No, sir. I ain't got nothing to do. In other words, my
well,
boy.
Well, we ought to have something. We ought to be able to keep something going. Just that, sit back and let it grow now.
Well, I got me a garden right now.
Yeah.
But I was going over there and diss up Bobby's yard and clean it up again. But no, I don't give a darn if it grows up. It can grow up. All of it over there can grow up if it wants to. I ain't going over there and do nothing else. I spent... I don't know how much money over there cleaned up that piece of property.
Yeah.
and him talking about getting a chainsaw and sawing down one of my pine trees.
Yeah.
And I told him, no, don't saw that pine tree down. I said, now you know that place belongs to me. It don't belong to you, it don't belong to your mama. It belongs to me.
Yeah.
And that trailer you got over there on it belongs to me. It don't belong to you. But you got to pay for it. But I lent about $2,000.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that septic tank and all that stuff over there, I paid for it.
Is there a trailer next to you?
There ain't no trailer next to me. It's over there on that property that I own back behind me.
Oh.
Over there, that right in front of Marvin Harrell.
Oh, I don't know.
I own an acre over there.
Oh, do you?
And see, I let him bring his trailer in there and live.
Yeah.
He live there all he wants to.
Yeah.
But I had to put out the money for him to get a septic tank, and had to spend the money, give him the money for him to get his trailer from Perry and bring it over there and put it on there.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm the one that got the permit for him to park the trailer over there.
Yeah.
And I had to pay, they paid it, but it come out of my pocket about the power company going in there. Power line and everything.
They had to go in there too.
Yeah, they had to wire it, had to run the electricity to his house. Water power.
Yeah. How far is that from your house?
Oh, it's 500, 600, 700, 800 yards.
Yeah.
That's another lot way back over there on the backside of the field.
Yeah. Well, at least you got your family right there close by.
Yeah, they do. And it sure did cost me, I know that much. I don't look to get it back.
No.
That me and wife both said, don't look to get it back. Not the way he's acting.
Well, how old is he? 20,
21, 22, I don't know.
They may go through a stage, you know.
What kind of stage that is. I don't drink liquor or beer, but he does.
Does he?
And I tell him about it, don't do no good. And also, he's going to this school. This government school.
Yeah.
What they call soldier something or other. Something got something to do with that. A Veterans Administration or something. He didn't go to school last night.
Yeah.
And so it must have been about 10 o'clock, me and Nola heard the car crank up. And I said to Nola, I said, wonder where he's going this time of night. Does he think that we don't hear him when he cranks up? I know his car and I hear it. Left last night at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Went to Cross City. Because of his wife's people.
Yeah.
Now, he's been over there last night and all day today and be there tomorrow and Sunday. When he should have went to school last night like he's supposed to. 2 hours ain't going to hurt nobody.
Yeah.
2 hours each night for 3 nights a week.
Yeah.
And you take 3 nights, say 12 nights, and get $350. Wouldn't you go down and sit there 2 hours and listen to somebody?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, last night he didn't go to school. Night before last he didn't go.
Yeah, but I wouldn't figure it the way he does, I'm sure.
Not he talking about he was tired. That's the reason he didn't he didn't go to school. Well, last night at about 10 or 10:30. I don't know what time it was.
Well, you see, Dale, I've been to school so much, it's restful to me to go. I love to go. It's just like going to the movie to me.
But
you see, he wouldn't figure it that way.
No, he wouldn't figure it that way. He's a ma-in-law crazy.
Yeah.
Well, let me go.
Right on.
Tired. Done tired, and I know it's out. Well, he's out. Well, I'll go home then.
When you want me to pay you?
Anytime you want to.
You want to do it now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't got a penny to my name.
You ain't got no money, I ain't either. My wife got old money.
I had $10. And I went in at that Atlantic station there on 13th Street on Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him to fill it up. That's a mistake. I had $10. and they put in $9.20 worth. I didn't believe it much, did it?
No dinner.
It's the hardest thing in the world for me to keep anything.
Well, I don't never have no money on it because there's always somebody wanting to borrow it.
Let me tell you, a fella come in here one day, he's the one that worked on that little tractor out there. And we've been walking out there, and he'd been talking about some people not making a living, you see. And he pulled out his wallet. I paid him. Mm-hmm. I paid him $10. And he didn't make much off of me. And he took that wallet out, put that in, and he just happened to think of it. He says, if you want to see how I get along, I'll show you.
Mm-hmm.
And he just opened up that wallet and showed me, and there was a section in that money part of it there, and in one part of it, all he had in it was $100 bills.
Mm-hmm. He's showing that. He was just showing that.
Yeah.
You know, telling who it belonged to.
Yeah.
Might not have belonged to him. You know, a lot of people like that. You know, I was reading that a lot of people get robbed.
Yeah.
They're showing somebody something.
Yeah.
You take like that guy down at that welding shop. Was showing somebody $900 he had the other day. And a young boy, about 18 years old, knocked the stuffings out of him, knocked him down the steps, and got his pocketbook and took the $900 out of it and threw the pocketbook to one side and disappeared.
Did you read about it?
I didn't read about it. I know about it.
Listen, I didn't know about it.
Well, it wasn't in the paper.
Welding shop over at your place?
Yeah, they didn't make a note. They know just exactly who knocked in the loop. The old Graham boy.
Hell, I thought he'd well to do.
Not Andrew Graham, but his son, Hoyt. He's about 18 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have enough beer money.
Well, the guy, he was drunk. And he was showing his money around.
Yeah.
Showing it this and that and the other.
Yeah.
And the old boy, when he started down the steps at that trailer park out there, whatever you call it, where you go out there and rent an apartment for the night. But he started down them steps, so he just gave him a push. And when he gave him a push, he just went down them steps all kind of ways, busted his head open and skinned his arm all up. And when he got to the bottom, well, his billfold was out on the step. He just reached down and got the billfold and got $900 out and threw it at him and walked off.
I'm down, just like that.
Yeah, just like that, $900.
That's a day's work, ain't it?
Yes, sir. And ain't no way in the world for him to get it back because he don't know just exactly who did get it.
Well, where did
everybody figures out who got it.
Let me tell you, J.I., where does my friend Louise come in? Can she keep everything straight over there?
Louise ain't over there.
Not anymore?
She ain't been there in almost a year. She's, I don't know where she's in North Carolina or where it's at, somewhere. I don't know where she's at. Wherever that fellow White is at, that's where she's at.
Yeah. You know what? I never saw him.
You haven't seen nothing if you've ever seen him.
He's a musician.
I don't know what he is.
Well, he plays the banjo, the guitar.
I don't know what he plays.
And she loves that guitar playing. Mm-hmm. Let me see now, J.I., you was going to charge me
$35.
Now, you've been in a little extra trouble.
Well, just make it $45 altogether. Now, I'm going to have to go home and soak some myself. My feet will give out.
Yeah.
I'm getting that bathtub set and lay in there for a while. Get some hotter water than I can stand. Put some Epsom salts in it, too. That'll salt me down.
Jarrah Mountain?
Mm-hmm, Jarrah Mountain, Virginia.
Well, this fixes me up.
Fix you up.
You see that?
Yes, sir. You like me, then. Thank you.
End of the row.
Well, I guess I better go.
I don't see how I could get much trouble, do you?
I'm tired. I mean, I got in and out of that blame new truck today 47 dozen times.
Well, what are you keeping the mowers going?
No, I get out and look. You can't sit in the truck all the time. You got to get out and look. But you don't never know who's coming along. The big boy might come along and catch me sitting in the truck. And I would be in Dutch. I'm supposed to be out, stand up, watching the men.
Yeah.
If I ain't out there watching the men and see if they're doing it right, well, the big boy comes along, he might get me for something.
Except he's a friend of yours.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine.
Well,
I see you, Mr. Mountain.
Well, Mr. Mountain, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah. If Steve was here, we'd eat a bite, but you've got to get over there with your...